David Schmitz here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Clearly, parks is something that is a real quality of life, no matter what size your city is. Let's talk about any kind of new projects. What's on the horizon right now?
Well, the hottest projects out there right now underway actually were put forth in the 2008 bond election, and so we're finally building those facilities. The Lincoln Center is getting expanded. It's doubling in size, and if you haven't been over to that area to see it, we are adding another gymnasium and several activity rooms. And so that project's going on right now. When the new building's done, we'll move everything from the existing building over to it and then renovate the old building. Wow. So hopefully at this time next year we'll have two brand new buildings, the same location. Lincoln Center will double in capacity, and things will be going great.
Well, and that's a historic site, too. So College Station is still a relatively young city, as cities go, and being the old Lincoln campus, that's a historic area.
Well, we're definitely trying to keep the history as part of the renovations over there, because that is very important, especially to that local community over there and to the city.
David Schmitz with us this morning from the city of College Station. The concept of super parks, those words are used a lot, and we've used them here. Is Veterans Park considered a super park now, or is it going to move on to become one?
Well, I think it's pretty super.
Yeah.
In fact, we're starting to be recognized nationally. Just this last week, we were notified from one of the sports venue magazines that Veterans Park was rated in the top 10 multi-sport venues in the United States. So we're very proud of that. We have a lot more going on out there. We'll be adding more artificial turf fields. So that's in the process right now. We're looking at design and what that'll take. Hopefully have two more of those fields there at this time next year. And then we have plans for an additional two after that.
So. Now, and so that will be a super park complex. Do you foresee another super park complex geographically in another part of the city?
We do. We're actually looking down at the south part of town, close to the old landfill. We have some property down there. The location is good. It's not in a residential area. So when you have active parks, you want to locate them where they're easy to get to, but not necessarily across the street from where you're living. Mm-hmm. So we do have some property down there. We're looking at, in the future, what are our needs? We're really pushing the sports tourism, so that would be something that maybe it'll pay for itself. If we build these multi-million-dollar facilities, we bring people to town, we recoup the money. So we're definitely looking at that.
Well, and I guess that is one thing that is ongoing no matter what. That's a real economic boost that really is under the surface for the general townspeople. I'll drive by and I'll see there's some softball tournament, something going on. But those really do bring some bucks in.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's talk YMCA. Where would we be on that project?
Well, that's not a city project.
Right.
But our mayor obviously has been very involved in that, and I've been on the committees that he's met with the different organizations and groups. But this community is growing by leaps and bounds. We need more indoor recreation facilities, and the YMCA would be a way for the city to actually get a recreation type of facility without it being on the backs of the citizens. So in that respect, it's a really good thing. But if you ask my staff, we think we can do the same thing just as well, if not better, and serve the citizens. So we're also pushing on our side for a community recreation center, and we've been doing that for several years.
David Schmitz here, the director of parks for College Station. Okay, if you go back and you're an old guy like I am, swimming pools were a really important part of parks because most people didn't have swimming pools, and that was your only opportunity to do that. In some cases, it was a YMCA or from the city. But now more and more people have pools. Tell me how important pools are. What percentage of the importance do pools play in College Station?
Well, one of the things with swimming pools, we want to make sure that just about everybody around knows how to swim. So the pools, in my opinion, that's our number one mission, is to drown proof, so to say, the population. It's tragic when we read or hear about people drowning. And mm-hmm. So the swimming pools, they meet that. So we've got an extensive program. We're registering right now, in fact, for the summer. So it's important in that respect. for recreation purposes, the hottest thing out are splash pads because you don't have to staff them. So they're a lot less expensive for cities to run. You still get the great aquatic recreational to the city. And so those two together make a pretty good combination.
What other splash pads do we have on the horizon in College Station?
Well, we're looking at putting one out at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. That'd be more of a destination splash pad. We're looking around town at different community parks because, you know, when you put them in a park, people will drive to them. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure you have enough parking and restrooms and those kinds of things. So, and they're not cheap. So then you've got to make sure that you get the biggest bang for your buck.
But maintenance is much less by comparison to
yes,
a pool,
sir.
Certainly. I guess we ought to address the question of safety. I mean, that's been a question. There, you may get injured in a park, but that's been true as long as parks have been around. So what does the city do to try to make parks as fun yet safe as possible?
You know, the city council, excuse me, for the last several years has been very supportive of maintaining the parks we have, and that's where the safety part comes in. Playground units that are 20-plus years old, they're just worn out, they're just loved to death. We have been going out and replacing those and putting new playground units out into the parks, putting the newest, greatest fall areas underneath those playgrounds because of the safety issues. So we've got great support from our council. We've been hitting it hard. I think over the last 3 years, we've hit close to 40 of our parks, renovating them. It will continue. And in the meantime, we're building new parks also.
Well, we're finding more and more, too. I think that as kids' activities diminish in school, it doesn't necessarily help them in the classroom. I mean, a moving child is a learning child, and that's part of the equation, too.
Well, there's been some studies out there that the kids that get that chance to go out the recess or the physical education classes actually helps them in the classroom. And so that's something that the teachers push. My wife is a former PE teacher at an elementary school in Bryan, and that was one of her big pushes is, hey, let the kids out. Let me take care of them. They'll come back to your classrooms worn out, ready to study, and their brains are active, and so it helps.
Sure. Finally, I didn't know that, I guess it makes sense, that you get accredited as you would with anything else, and that's part of the process as well.
Well, one of the things College Station likes to brag about being the best of the best, and Steve Beachy, before he left, that was one of his crowning glories, was to get the College Station Parks and Recreation Department nationally accredited, and that is continuing. Every 5 years, we have to prove our worth that we're continuing to meet all the standards at the national level. And just this past week, we had a team come in. One was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, another one from Florida, and one from Indianapolis. They flew in here. In fact, they fly out this morning. But they met with staff, they've met with council, they've met with all the city manager's office, a lot of the local community groups, to make sure that College Station is still up to par as far as the national accreditation. And we're pretty proud. We're one of 11 cities in Texas. There are only 151 cities in the United States that are accredited, so we're very proud of that.
Outstanding. If there wants more information, you've got a webpage for them.
That's NRPA.
Okay.
So you'll see the CAPR accreditation there. 150 or 60 different standards we have to meet.
Wow.
And it's pretty stiff. We can only miss 6 of those standards.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, we'll find out in September when we go to the national conference whether or not we're continuing to be accredited.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for the time this morning.